here's a story from The World.
How should colonial empires atone for past crimes? That was the question at the heart of a trial in Paris this week. Congolese activist Emery Mwazulu Diabanza avoided a jail sentence but was ordered to pay a fine. His crime, as French law sees it, Diabanza dislodged an African funeral pole from its display at a Paris museum, then attempted to carry it off the premises. He recorded the incident in June on a live stream. There you can hear Diabanza dislodging the funeral pole from its stand in the museum. He's saying, "We are leaving with what belongs to us. I've come to recuperate it from the Musée Quai Branly, and I am taking it to my house. It is a treasure that belongs to us." We're joined now by Diabanza's lawyer, Hakim Chergui. He's on the line from Paris. Hakim, what was your reaction to the verdict? Your client received a fine, but no jail time. Is this a victory?
Non, ce n'est pas une victoire parce que le jugement tel qu'il a été rendu.
No, it's not. It's not a victory because the verdict as given poses a problem, because it considers that an act of simulated theft is essentially an attempted theft.
Tout le monde sait que les activistes.
Everyone knows that the activists entered a museum to create a happening so that they would be noticed. They paid to go into the museum. They did it in bright daylight. They acted in front of the security officers and before the cameras. They acted with their faces uncovered. They did it merely as a staged event so that the entire world would grasp the importance of the issues of the theft and restitution of African cultural property.
So what message do you think this trial, the verdict, sends to the world about how we should reckon with past colonialism and racism and injustice?
Moi, le message qui me semble le plus important à transmettre.
To me, it seems that the most important message to communicate is that in order to put a stop to, or rather repair the inequalities of the past, well, we must first repair the inequalities of the past in order to right the wrongs of the present.
Les inégalités du passé pour redresser les torts du présent. La stèle funéraire qui a été volée, qui vient
du Tchad. The funeral pole that was stolen, which comes from Chad. For the inhabitants of Chad, it holds the soul of a deceased person. And as long as it doesn't rest in the earth, the dead one's soul inside the statuette cannot rest in peace. For the French who exhibit this statuette and charge for the visit, thereby financially exploiting the visit, for them, it's just a piece of wood that is a cultural item that comes from far away. But for Africans, it's the soul of a human that is between heaven and earth. So there's a difference in understanding that poses a problem, and that is truly the continuation of colonialism that people suffer from today. And I believe that the primary message is that we should, all of us, Africans, Europeans, Westerners, look at our history together and look it right in the face. There have been crimes committed. There have been abuses. There have been rapes. There have been thefts. Everything's been done. But we can repair this and move on.
Mais nous pouvons réparer cela et passer à autre chose.
Except that today, France doesn't want to do it.
I'm curious, if this incident at the Musée Quai Branly had happened 20 years ago, how do you think the French justice system, French society, would have reacted?
Je vous remercie pour cette question parce que...
Thank you for that question because it's extremely pertinent. If this were 20 years ago, he would have gone to prison. Very simply, 20 years ago, the dominant class in France that was in charge of the institutions, that was in power, was of an age that had generally been familiar with decolonization. And notably, and this is very important to understand for the French, the Algerian War. The Algerian War, up until today, is a national cultural trauma. And that's all the more true because there's a very strong Algerian community in France. 20 years ago, the mentality was such that you would have never found a judge, and even less a president of the court, who would have said, as the president did, that there is no problem talking about France-Africa. There is no problem talking about colonialism. 20 years ago, they could have never said that. So there is an evolution in our mentality on such questions. We aren't there yet, but it will come. But today's generation has decided not to wait any longer, and that's fundamentally why they take actions that may appear shocking, such as seizing a statuette in a museum. They're crossing limits today simply to express the fact that they won't wait any longer.
Hakim Shergi is a lawyer who represented Congolese activist Mwazulu Diabanza, who stood trial for attempting to steal an African artifact from a Paris museum. Hakim, thank you very much for your time and for explaining this to us.
You're welcome.
From PRX.